Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well this week because I happened to make your banana bread.
Did you?
This week.
Yeah.
And it was everything you had promised.
Oh, good.
It really turned out just perfectly, right. Except, full confession, I was toasting some pecans because I have a kind of a reaction when I eat walnuts. Uh-huh. I just don't do well. Then I know other people do too.
My daughter is blistering in my mouth.
So I didn't use those. And I had some beautiful pecans, which I was toasting. And then my cell phone rang. I shouldn't have picked up my cell phone because I walked out of the kitchen. Of course, what happened? I burned my nuts.
So to speak.
So I didn't have any other nuts in the house. I thought, well, what could I use? Oh, I found some bittersweet, semi-sweet chocolate chips. And I said, I'm going to use these in my banana bread. And it turned out great.
Sounds good.
It was a mother of invention kind of thing.
Yeah, it sounds great.
So thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good. Well, I'm glad it worked.
It was successful.
I always cringe a little bit when people say, I made your, and then it's what's going to follow is, and it was junk.
And since cherries have come in full
blast, man, aren't they great?
They are fabulous, yeah. But I absolutely was not going to buy one cherry until I used my cherries from last summer, which I had pitted and froze at about 5 pounds of cherries that I methodically pitted and frozen. So I thawed those, and I made a glorious cherry pie last week.
Oh, fantastic.
And they were really great. The cherries did quite well.
They seem to be better this year than last year, if you remember. They weren't so good last year.
Yeah,
it
took
forever to get ripe ones.
They did. But freezing, which I've never done before,
yeah.
I never froze cherries and thawed them, and they worked out beautifully.
Oh, great.
Just adjusted the tapioca flour and cornstarch, which I use to absorb moisture, moisture in it. They turned out beautiful.
So can I tell you something about toasting nuts? It's the bane of all restaurant cooks. I mean, we all want to toast the nuts a little bit, and then something comes up, and so it's awful. It happens, and so what we end up doing is you get a little timer on a ribbon that you put around your neck, and then set the timer for 3 or 4 minutes or however long you're going to toast them for, and that's your safeguard against burning your nuts.
Is that really what?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you do that in a restaurant?
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes can go by so quickly, and you get involved in something else. So get yourself, or if you have a timer that you can put on a ribbon or a lanyard or something around your neck, it's pretty great.
Well, it's funny because I had thought I need to set a timer reminder on my cell phone.
Yeah.
But then the cell phone rang and it was someone I needed to talk to.
Yeah.
Walked out and said, it's only going to be a minute. Well, you know how quickly a minute is in the world of toasting nuts. So anyway, but I discovered the chocolate chip worked quite well.
Yeah. Well, get yourself not a digital, but an old school timer that you can wear.
I love that. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Then that was actually one of the recipes from John's the brunch article you did in the Press Democrat a couple of weeks ago when we posted that online too.
Yeah.
So I learned that you, John Ash, and I know you've probably mentioned this to me over 35 years, that you have a brother, a younger brother, that lived somewhere in the country. And I didn't remember much until you sent me a little blurb last week saying, hey, I was talking to my brother, and he's a really cool guy, and he's a really good cook, and he's got all kinds of things going on for him. And I thought, well, this is really cool. John Ash has a brother.
And, well, is that so surprising?
And And so your brother lives where the original Route 66 was.
Yeah.
And that was in
Santa Fe,
New Mexico.
Yeah.
1938, the highway ran right through Santa Fe, New Mexico. And then in order to have it a little better straight line, they moved the highway to Albuquerque. Yeah. But originally it was in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
So your brother, I understand, lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yes, he's lived there for a long time, and he's one of the most he's certainly the most talented person in our family. He's an architect, so he does that, designs beautiful homes. He's also a wonderful artist. He's does these extraordinary watercolors that he sells all over the world and all of that stuff. So, you know, he's pretty good.
And
a good cook.
And what's his name?
His name is Charlie. Is Ash.
Charlie Ash, welcome to the Good Food Hour with your brother.
Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
So can
I'm doing great.
Can I say one other thing about you, that you also sort of later in life become an actor? So because they film a lot of movies in Santa Fe, and you fill the part for all of these old geezers, I think. Isn't that right? Is that how you describe it?
Yeah, lately, the last one was... The role was the old cowboy Jimmy.
Yeah. And what did you have to do?
Basically, sing very badly in a church.
Oh, that's great. So do you get paid extra for using your voice?
No, not for that.
So it's interesting that both you and your brother have of course, John is... supported himself in the world of culinary, but you have a background in culinary also, Charlie. I was reading your bio and that you owned a bed and breakfast, and you also had your own catering company, and I guess you've worked at some different restaurants as a line cook. Is that correct?
That's true, yeah. I mean, that's partly how I got through college, was working in restaurants. You know, and then, you know, here and there, I worked at, you know, a couple jobs, just kind of to fill the blanks. So,
well, New Mexico,
really eclectic group. I mean, between just a real redneck cowboy bar and steakhouse to, you know, high end hotel and resort. So, and in between.
Yeah.
So you like to eat?
Oh God, yes.
Yeah.
And is Santa Fe a good eating town? Because I kind of think of it, I've never been to Santa Fe, but I think of it, of course, as a very touristy town, and that most people are coming there to see the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum and do some high-end relaxation. But are there some really good restaurants that locals would enjoy going to that you can tell us about?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a wide range of wonderful restaurants that, you know, any kind of price range. You know, from the typical food truck scene to four-star restaurants, you know, and in between. I mean, I hate to say it, but you know, if you remember that from the musical Rent, you know, one of the numbers was, "I'm going to open a restaurant in Santa Fe," and everybody does that.
Yeah. So tell us some of your favorites restaurants. And why they're your favorite?
Well, some of the kind of New Mexico cuisine, which is different from Mexican cuisine in that a lot of the Native American, Indian, Pueblo influence kind of was married with the Spanish colonial. And so that's the food that we have up here. And so some of those restaurants are like The Shed, and La Chosa, which are both the kind of same family. The Shed is off a plaza, and it's in this wonderful old courtyard in this old house. And, you know, it has just a very typical northern New Mexico food.
Tell us what that is. So when you go there, what do you eat?
Oh, when I get there, sometimes I'll have just, you know, the enchiladas. Mm. I mean, they're great, you know, and they have the regular enchiladas, and I also have the blue corn enchiladas. which is, you know, a little touristy, but they're good. And then, of course, you know, a lot of northern New Mexico restaurants, you always get the basket of sopapillas, fresh sopapillas with the honey and yada, yada, yada. And then, you know, things like, you know, green chili stew is wonderful. And it, probably any restaurant here, if they don't make a good green chili stew, they ain't going to make it.
I mean, isn't that an important part of the cuisine, is the red and green chilies of New Mexico that kind of separates it from just traditional Mexican food?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. And in fact, we have a state question, which is red or green. Yeah, literally. Yes. So, but yeah, and of course, there's always the local fights between the different areas. You know, there's the red chili in Chimayo versus the green chili in Hatch, we're all complaining about the green chili coming from Pueblo, Colorado.
I can remember driving through the Hatch Valley. And it was mind-boggling, the number of chili plants that were out there growing. The other thing I have fond memories of is going to the farmer's market. It's probably too early now, but you go there and there are the guys with the big drums over what look like jet. The jets where they're roasting the chilies. And people would come and buy 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 100 pounds of chilies that have been toasted, roasted on the outside, and then take them home and I guess freeze them and use them all winter long.
Yeah, but no, that's what I do. I always get my 20-pound sack of green chilies, have it roasted. For me, that's one of the smells of fall in New Mexico, the smell of roasting green chilies.
Besides the Shed, what are a few other of your favorite restaurants, Charles?
There's a couple of barbecue places. There's the Cowgirl Hall of Fame, which has wonderful barbecue, and it's just a great bar. The Ranch House, they're a great barbecue place, and another one's kind of almost like a traditional rib shack. Is the Whole Hog. That's I like. For like breakfast, there's some great breakfast places, but the ones I always kind of end up at is Tia Sofia's, which is on the plaza, and the Pantry, which is a little bit of a hole in the wall, but God, it's good.
Yeah. So I have to ask you. There's a restaurant that I went to years ago because I was told to go there to have breakfast, and that was Cafe Pasquale's. Is it still there? Is it still good?
It's still there. It's still good, and it still has the longest line.
Yeah.
You got to get there early.
Well, I had a dish there that I'll bet you've had too, called Huevos Montañeros, which is the best thing I think I've ever had for breakfast in my life.
What is it?
It's an egg dish done on black beans and, God, I don't know, all kinds of chilies, obviously.
Yeah, I think those are kind of black bean pork chili.
Yeah, yeah, with fried eggs on top. How can you go wrong?
We'll take a quick break. Charles Ash is joining us from beautiful New Mexico with some great recommendations for our ultimate road trip. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. Back after this.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5, and 1350.
Stressed, depressed, need a rest, or maybe you just need a really good deal? If it's been a while since you visited MySonomaDeals.com, you are missing out. We add new deals regularly, and many of the best deals sell out within days or even hours. Purchase your deals today before they're gone tomorrow at MySonomaDeals.com, and be sure to sign up for email or text alerts so you never miss a deal. That's MySonomaDeals.com.
The drought is here. The Russian River watershed is experiencing a severe drought, with rainfall levels and water storage at historic lows. That's why saving our precious water resources is more critical than ever, and all of us need to do our part to save our water. That's why Sonoma Water and the partners in the Sonoma Marin Saving Water Partnership have put together free water saving kits for households in Sonoma and Mendocino counties. To get your free water saving kit, just attend a drought drop-by event near you on Saturday, June 12th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Locations include the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds Jockey Club, the Ronart Park Community Center, the Sonoma Plaza, and the Petaluma Community Center. COVID-19 safety protocols will be in effect. For a complete list of drought drop-by locations in Sonoma, Marin, and Mendocino counties where you can pick up your free water saving kit, visit savingwaterpartnership.org. That's savingwaterpartnership.org.
Tired of the same old tile stores? Ready to find that look you've always wanted? With over 15,000 square feet of gallery-like display space, Gallery 41's team of designers are ready to help. From kitchen and bath cabinetry to large format and mosaic tile, Gallery 41 brings it all together. The customer comes first at Gallery 41, where they are rooted in integrity, quality, and innovation. Gallery 41. Let's build your dream home together. Go to gallery41design.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
We are chatting with Charles Ash, yes, same
Charlie.
Last name. Charlie Ash,
yeah.
In Santa Fe, New Mexico, who's got an incredibly interesting background from restaurateur, bed and breakfast. Fabulous artist. I was looking at some of your work online, and also has some strong opinions about great restaurants that we should try when we're in Santa Fe. But also the website, you really are a sensational artist. I was just so impressed with your artwork, Charlie. So we would want to make sure that our listeners take a look at your artwork online
and buy it, right?
And buy it. So, John, during the break, you mentioned, I wonder if a place called Geronimo's is still in Santa Fe.
Is it still the original Geronimo's that's been there forever?
Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah.
And, you know, actually, all along that Canyon Road, you know, art district,
yeah.
There's another one, El Ferrito is there. Which is, you know, wonderful tapas Spanish food, you know. Plus, then they always have the old Spanish guitar playing. So, why?
So, you know, you sent me a list of restaurants that you like and all that stuff. Is it okay if we post that list on our website so that people, if they're going to Santa Fe, have an insider's view of kind of what's going on?
Yeah, no, please. And also, you know, I gave you the local paper, alternative paper. They just published their new restaurant guide, which has almost all the really good restaurants listed in different parts of the city.
Wow.
And I think I gave you the link to that.
You did. So we'll include that, too, which is great.
And that's www.sfreporter.com. That's the local guide.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Where can we see you singing Jimmy the Old Cowboy? Was that one of your recent gigs?
Yeah, that was 3 weeks ago for a show called Outer Range. It's basically a series. Probably can't say much more than that, but okay. but yeah, that, you know, basically. When I'm picked, a lot of times is because I just have this character face that people like.
You do. So. Yeah, you have the face of a character, for sure.
John mentioned that he felt you were the Gabby Hayes of the New Age.
Oh, God, Lord.
I love Gabby Hayes.
Yeah, I love
that's
Gabby
a compliment.
Hayes.
So...
but I just can't do it, Gabby. You know, that doesn't work for me.
Well, you gave this list of restaurants. There's about 15 or 20 of them that all sound fabulous. I want to ask you about one or two of them. The Loyal Hound. What is that?
Actually, it's kind of a gastropub kind of place.
Okay.
That opened up. It's actually walking distance from me, so I go there for lunch all the time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they have great, you know, of course, green chili cheeseburgers, mm-hmm. The fish and chips. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all fresh food that's kind of very typical, kind of almost English fare. But I said gastropub probably fits it better.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're going to go for an elegant dinner someplace, where would you recommend? You know, for something that is just top of the line.
Oh, well, yeah, Geronimo's, of course, yeah. Or the compound, El Cantado, there's a resort kind of out of town that has a wonderful restaurant. Actually, if you're here during when the legislature is in town, the Bullring, which has great steaks. And generally, that's where all the politicians hang out to get drunk.
Okay.
So you get a dinner or show.
Well, I think that's what we'll call it a day with the Bullring, where the politicians go to get drunk. When we're in Santa Fe, we're going to look for that. And also, if you want to find out more about Charles Ash, just go to Charles Ash Allied Arts, and you can read all about his fascinating background and see a photo of him also.
Yeah. And you're also an architect, so maybe buy a piece of land and have Charlie design you a house.
But I'll make sure there's plenty of blank walls.
Charles, it was wonderful talking with you. Thanks for joining me and your brother this morning.
Okay, Steve. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Great talking with you. We'll meet the gals from the beautiful specialty market in Santa Rosa, the Miracle Plum, right after this.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Nestled in wine country, the beautiful senior community, Cogir of Rohnert Park in Sonoma. Resort-inspired amenities and a friendly staff give personalized attention to make residents' lives enriching. Every home with kitchen, stainless steel appliances, well-lit living rooms and cozy bedrooms, and a professional team happy to help with housekeeping. Cogir's nutritionist-approved meals served in a lovely restaurant-style dining room. Schedule a virtual or in-person tour. For those near and dear, it's Cogir. Search online, Cogir, C-O-G-I-R, of Rohnert Park or Sonoma.
Welcome back. The Rohnert Park Farmers Market kicks off June 4th, and Party on the Plaza Music Series starts June 18th. From 5 to 8 each Friday, you'll enjoy a certified farmers market, food and craft booths, beer and wine, and live music. Kicking off the post-pandemic season, dance to classic rock with the Seven Sons. It's at City Center Plaza, Rohnert Park, in partnership with the City of Rohnert Park and sponsored by Paradise Pet Resorts in Rohnert Park and Santa Rosa. Now safely open for your furry family members to get socialized and exercise after all that time at home. Featuring doggy daycare, grooming, obedience training, and when you take that much-needed vacation, dog, cat, and small animal boarding too. Open till 7 p.m. every day of the year. No one loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like we do. At Paradise Pet Resort, the North Bay's premier pet service.
It's Paradise. Paradise Pet Resort.
Join KSRO, Chef John Ash, and TravelWise on a culinary journey from Venice to Rome, May 2022 on Oceana Cruises' newest ship, the Riviera. Enjoy the intimate and luxurious small ship environment on board while experiencing the service only a small ship can provide. Visit the beautiful ports of Croatia, Athens, Mykonos, Sicily, and picture-perfect Santorini while enjoying exclusive amenities unique to our cruise, like prepaid gratuities, a welcome cocktail party, and a private hands-on cooking class with our own Chef John Ash. In addition, you'll receive free air and a choice of 4 complimentary shore excursions or wine and beer with lunch and dinner. The best part of this cruise is you'll be traveling with your KSRO neighbors and friends. To find out more, go to KSRO.com and click on the KSRO Cruise tab. Cabins are selling out fast since everyone is anxious to travel again. Reserve your space now before our KSRO block is gone. Contact our travel partners at TravelWise. Go to KSRO.com.
News anywhere. Stream KSRO from your smartphone or smart speaker. KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk, FM, AM, and online.
I'm KSRO's Dan Tresillos with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. We've got a few clouds for today. High 83 in Santa Rosa, 66 along the coast. Mid to low 90s, though, for the warmer spots. Wind speeds 10 to 15 miles an hour inland, up to 30 on the shores. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 51. Mid 80s again then for tomorrow, but with blue skies, and then down to the 70s for Monday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
A few years ago, one of the most innovative shops and markets and wine shops opened in Old Railroad Square in Santa Rosa. It really is out of the mold from most restaurants and grocery stores. It's called Miracle Plum, and Sally Miller and Gwen Gunheim, who are proud Santa Rosans, opened this little shop, and you're celebrating what now, 4 years or so, something like that?
Three years in August.
You started
August.
In, what, 2018?
Yep.
Well, congratulations.
So, tell us, where does the name come from? How did you get to Miracle Plum?
Well, we had a huge, long list of tons of names. Yeah. I'll let Sally tell how this name came.
Great. So, it was either going to be a riff on a Patti Smith song, who we love dearly as Patti Smith, or a quiet nod to our hometown that we felt like could have legs and hopefully show up in far-flung places across the globe. Mm. So we went with Miracle Plum because Luther Burbank created a plum that was a cross between a French prune plum and a wild French plum. And it was a plum without a pit. So we resurrected it and polished it off and gave our shop that name of Miracle Plum because, you know, as business owners too, it'll take a miracle.
Yes.
Well, we should toast to your success. Yeah. Let me tap your glass here over, John.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And what are we sipping, Gwen?
So this is a Piquette made from Monterio Cellars. Piquette is recycled wine, sort of. It's after you press the juice off of the grapes, that leftover grape junk, you can add water back into, a little bit of wine, and re-ferment that. So they tend to be lower in alcohol, a little bit a different flavor. I sort of describe it to people as like a grape cider. Yeah. It sort of has like a beer vibe or
a shrub.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, it's like an instant shrub. You don't have to. Yeah.
Exactly. And they are perfect for day drinking, I think.
So you have a very specific philosophy about the styles of wines and sparklers and shrubs that you carry that are different than any other wine shop I've been in.
Yeah. I think we're the only wine shop between San Francisco and Portland that focuses on natural wine. There are some popping up further east, but...
So what does that mean? Natural wine.
Great question. What that means to us is the grapes are farmed organically or biodynamically, and then in the cellar there's very minimal intervention. So all native yeast fermentation, and the only addition would be minimal amounts of sulfur. Wine, as a lot of people don't know, can have lots and lots of additions. Anything from, you know, most commonly an inoculated yeast or lab-made yeast, but acid and water and color and all kinds of things. So
so the winemakers do that, though, to make sure the wine is consistent.
Absolutely.
And maybe we don't want our wine to be consistent.
Yeah, I mean, it's a living thing. Yeah. And we think about food and as organic and alive and fresh, and so we should be thinking about wine the same way. Mm-hmm. So in the shop, we have our pantry items are small batch. They're really thoughtfully made by people all over, and the wine is a reflection of that.
Well, me and every other wine lover listening to the show is waiting for the day that you have a tasting bar, a wine bar, open. Is that in your future?
Yes.
Because when we go in, when I go in, I look, there's like 20 things I really want to try.
Yeah.
Because they're so arcane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I've never heard, it's kind of like this. I didn't know about this, and I've been in the wine business for a long time.
So sure.
So you have a permit. You could do a tasting bar, correct?
Yeah, we're actively working on it.
And do you have a space behind the shop to do that, to taste?
Well, we've sort of set up the shop so that we can include that within the shop, and then we have a little outdoor courtyard area.
We have little events. I know you've got cookbook signings and things like that over the years.
Yeah.
So that's the shop, and then you recently opened a kitchen.
We did.
Down the street.
It's walkable.
And I love, which I didn't know, the history of that building.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, tell us what it's been.
Oh, my gosh. It's been All Heart Catering for about 30 years, I believe they were there. And so we took the space over from a women-owned catering company. And then before that, Michael Hirschberg told me that it was a restaurant supply store back when he was getting his start, way back when. We've found a whole host of posters from different LGBTQ poetry and events and women's marches back in the 70s.
Really?
In our janitor closet now, so we preserve them. So I think it's had a pretty wonderful, wonderful color of history. And the Arts Council was there.
The kitchen's different than the shop. Different location, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So where is the kitchen?
So the kitchen's at 600 Wilson Street, and there's a window on the face of the Wilson Street side that you can order food at, or you can pick up your online order at. And so we supply the shop and this window with a menu.
So the shop is on Davis.
208 right? Davis Street.
And Wilson's just right around the corner, basically.
Yes. I explain it all day long, and I feel like I'm an airline attendant, so I use lots of arm motions. But it's one block west and just four blocks north.
So when you opened Miracle Plum, I mean, I remember when it first opened, I thought, what an odd place to put a shop and all of that, because it's, I mean, there's plenty of parking around and parking lots and things like that, but it's not, you know, for those people who think they have to park right in front of a place before they go in, it's not the, well, you shouldn't say it's not the most convenient, but it's different.
Yeah, we've heard that a lot.
Yeah.
It's very walkable, though.
Yes, yeah.
Which is what we really love about it. I mean, we love the cool old building. It also has been a million strange things over the years.
It used to be a thrift store. I remember when it used to be a barbecue restaurant.
Yeah, Richardson's Ribs.
Wasn't it a garage at one time and all that stuff?
It's been everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's 110, 15 years old, isn't it, the building?
Yeah, it was a goth nightclub at one point in time. My husband played.
No!
I wasn't in a goth band, but he played there.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's got some real history to it.
Totally.
So when we want to come and visit, where's the best place to park?
Underneath the freeway. Directly behind us, for two blocks underneath the freeway, is parking.
And it's huge.
For
people who don't know, it's part of Railroad Square. So which is part of the great thing about going there, is you can wander Railroad Square and see the shops and restaurants that are there too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wandering around the neighborhood's really fun.
Yeah.
And so you're open right now. Who's minding the store?
Oh, our beloved employee, Johnny. Okay.
So let's take a quick break. We'll come back with Sally and Gwen.
Is there anything you want to say about make sure to... No, I'm teasing. Make sure to put the lid on the...
That's right,
hey,
Johnny.
Your smoking break is over. To work. Sally and Gwen from Miracle Plum are joining Chef John Ash and me in the KSRO kitchen. 35 years and counting, the longest radio food show in the United States of America.
Whoa. Do we get extra
Mark
money?
Field, here's FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Tired of the same old tile stores? Ready to find that look you've always wanted? With over 15,000 square feet of gallery-like display space, Gallery 41's team of designers are ready to help. From kitchen and bath cabinetry to large format and mosaic tile, Gallery 41 brings it all together. The customer comes first at Gallery 41, where they are rooted in integrity, quality, and innovation. Gallery 41. Let's build your dream home together. Go to gallery41design.com.
You know, I'm asked that more and more all the time.
Dr. Walter Tom loves questions.
Absolutely not. You're never too old to have healthy appearing skin.
In fact, Dr. Tom thinks you should ask as many questions as you like before any procedure.
Skincare is important no matter what our age. We can make you feel great about yourself by improving the quality of your skin, by enhancing the look in your eyes, and give you a vibrant, more youthful look with medical treatments rather than surgery.
Dr. Tom is never in a rush and thinks that every question is a good question.
You can see the progress being made and only pay for those steps as we go along in the process.
Dr. Tom was voted the best cosmetic surgeon in the North Bay. Find out why. Make an appointment today for a free consultation. Go online to drwaltertom.com. Dr. Tom loves questions.
Hydrafacial, chemical peels, microneedling. These straightforward steps are a nice way to avoid surgery and look the best you can at any age.
Joy Builder, Goal Builder, Respect Builder, Credit Builder, Me Builder, Dream Builder. Meet Self, the app that helps you build credit and savings so you can build your dreams. We're here to keep you on track while you build positive payment history to build your credit. Know what's really cool? You get your money back in the end, minus interest and fees. You've got dreams, we've got you. Download Self today and let's get that dream built. All credit builder accounts made by Lead Bank, Sunrise Banks, N.A., or Atlanta Capital Bank, N.A. All equal housing lenders and members FDIC. Individual results will vary. Visit self.inc for more details.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
So it's a charming story. In high school, they were crosstown bitter rivals. Gwen from Annalee High School, Sally from Santa Rosa High, but now they've come together for Miracle Plum, this brought fabulous shop.
Brought together
kitchen.
Santa Rosa and West County.
West County. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, they mended the bridge, which is wonderful. Thanks for bringing some of these unique sparkling wines. What are we tasting now, Gwen?
So this is a pet nat, a little Italian pet nat. Again, we love bubbles. We want them all the time. They're not just for celebration. And I love, for day drinking, bubbles all the way. So this is just super fresh, fun, easy.
So the thing about both of these, but this one too, they're not so bubbly.
Right.
You know,
more of a frizzante.
Yeah, they're gentle on the palate.
Good. Nice for snacking.
So I noticed you brought in some greenery and some food. The kitchen is going to be open this coming Tuesday, correct? And you have a new menu you're rolling out, or how's that work?
We do. Yeah, we have a couple new items. So we try to keep things seasonal and fresh and interesting. So we're kind of pulling our seasonal Romesco sandwich and replacing it with a tapenade and herbal aquafaba mayo sandwich.
Aquafaba.
Yeah, a bit of a plant-based. Yeah, a bit of a plant-based. And
that's,
then kind of
that's what they often call you. Steve Garner. Oh, he's the aquafaba.
Yeah, and why don't you describe for people that don't know, although it's funny because we had Mayoko Shiner on the show in the studio last week, and we talked a little bit about aquafaba. Tell us what it is.
So aquafaba is basically the liquid that you're left with after you cook down garbanzo beans, and it can be whipped with all sorts of things, like a little bit of garlic, some lemon juice, sea salt.
Made into even whipped cream.
Yeah. Kind of. So, you can use it for macaroons to make like a vegan macaroon.
So that's going to be part of the new menu.
Yeah, it'll be a vegan sandwich, but you can add cheese.
real cheese.
You can add farmers, real farmers cheese. Yeah, okay. You want to adulterate.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about on the new menu coming
out? Yeah, so with all the summer bounty coming in through the farms, so we're going to be replacing our carrot and duca salad with a salad that has kind of a lemony herb farro, lots of summer vegetables, and a tahini dressing. And then there's also going to be a new smoked trout salad with Rancho Gordo beans. pickled celery, fresh celery, radishes.
Who's smoked trout, just out of curiosity?
It's from 2 by C, which is a company out of Sausalito. It's Kenny's smoked trout. So it's McFarland Farms smoked trout. It's the only, as I understand it, vegetarian-fed trout in the nation, dare I say. And then they smoke it, and it's just this beautiful, beautiful trout.
It's really delicious.
Yeah.
So it's expensive.
Yeah.
But worth it.
Yeah.
So that's part of the lunch menu. And you're open for breakfast also?
We do. We have a breakfast sandwich.
It's amazing. I think about it.
So what is it?
Sally can explain better, but it's pretty simple, and it's not super heavy the way a lot of breakfast sandwiches can be. Redbird English muffins that are so good. And just like a baked egg with greens, some pickled onions, and then there's this hot sauce, but I'm a total wuss and I could eat it by the spoonful. So it's more like a tangy spice sauce and carrot pesto.
Wonderful.
No sausage.
No sausage.
We do very limited amounts of meat, I think, not because we're vegetarian, but it just reflects sort of the way that we eat at home. Something simple, and you know, we're just doing light breakfast and lunch, so something to fill you up but not take you down.
So in the store in Miracle Plum, you sell charcuterie, don't you? I mean good salamis and stuff like that.
Sure. And duck, Liberty duck, breast, legs, and sausage.
So in the shop, do you also sell some of the breakfast pastries and luncheon from the kitchen?
Lunch for sure. The shop doesn't open until 10, so we don't do breakfast over there so much yet. We do have big plans. You know, we've been slowly growing into all of this, and the next thing on the docket is being able to pour wine. When that happens, we'll have more of a bites menu at the shop.
Well, the kitchen opens what, 8 o'clock early?
Yeah,
so for commuters and early morning folks to pick up pastry and coffee.
You know, the other thing I found fascinating about the kitchen is that you're going to do pop-ups there with chefs who want to try something and do it, and also it's a place where people who are working on new food products and all that stuff can go because it's approved by the health department and all that stuff. So it becomes kind of an incubator.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We very deliberately got it signed off as a commissary. So other people in the food industry, people who are trying to start their business, can use it as their commissary kitchen. And then we have done some pop-ups. Those are super fun. We've done Marla Bakery, a newer transplant to the area, did bagel pop-ups, and we had Boro Baba is a new Persian. They did their first ever pop-up, which was really fun.
Are you doing any of the baking at the kitchen itself, like the cookies and the
everything.
Scones?
Oh, you are. Everything is made at the kitchen.
So how do we find out about what's going on, the events there and special things and menu changes and all of that? This is your chance to
to plug it.
Well, our website is more or less up to date all the time with what's going on. We're very active on Instagram. And then just pop in the shop. We love talking to people, so we're always happy to tell people what's happening.
Here's the amazing thing. When you call, someone answers. It doesn't go to voicemail. Like, go to our website. It's like, hi, Miracle Plum. I couldn't believe it, which is really wonderful.
But usually someone answers.
Well, every time I call, someone's answered.
I don't have any
special insight.
So, you know, one of the things that I guess is probably interesting about the shop is I saw magazines there, culinary magazines and just magazines that I'd never heard of before that were just fascinating. Yeah, I guess you must be the only outlet in the country for some of these things.
I don't know about that, but, you know, food magazines and cookbooks are certainly a great joy of ours. And there's some amazing indie publications doing really good work. One of our favorite magazines that we carry in the shop is Whetstone, and one of the founders is also responsible for High on the Hog, which just came out on Netflix. So, like, really interesting culinary history.
Is that Stephen Satterfield?
Yes. Yeah.
Quite. But that, you should check that out on Netflix, by the way. I've watched a couple episodes, and it's spectacular.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Why don't we take a break? And I'm getting hungry. Are you getting hungry?
Sure.
Yeah. So we'll sample a little bit of food. And also, I think we have a gift certificate or so to give away at the end of the show. So
For $1,000.
All that coming up. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. We'll be back after this.
Online at KSRO.com. Streaming powered by Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg Lumber company.
At More Home Services, when we hire a new plumber, do you know what the very first thing we ask them is? How do you feel about working nights and weekends? Because you know what? If a plumber won't work odd hours, they're not a fit for us. The fact is, over half of all plumbing problems occur outside of regular business hours, when people are actually at home. So instead of forcing our customers to rearrange their schedules so it's convenient for us, we simply rearrange the schedules of our plumbers so that they're available when it's convenient for you. And there's no extra charge. There's no such thing as after hours. And of course, they're always friendly, clean, and on time. It's just one more way we respect our customers at More Home Services. And the best part? Professional drain clearing from More Home Services is only $77. So give us a call at 707-505-8000. That's 707-505-8000. Or you can find us online at morehomeservices.com.
Are you a wine lover? Then visit Graciana Winery, nestled in the Russian River Valley of Sonoma County on the world-famous Miracle Mile of Westside Road in Healdsburg. The Amador family is happy to announce that you can taste the most lauded Pinot Noir in America, our 2018 Westside Reserve Pinot Noir, winning the prestigious Sunset Magazine International Wine Competition's Best in Show Award, beating out over 2,700 entries, and winning four other major awards. Graciana wines are for those with something to be grateful for. Come and see why Graciana is ranked number one on TripAdvisor's Things to Do in Healdsburg. Join us for an intimate experience on the patio overlooking the vines, and enjoy our authentic, family-owned wine country hospitality. Make a reservation to visit us Friday through Sunday. Just ask your phone to call Graciana Winery in Healdsburg. Remember, Graciana makes wine for those with something to be grateful for.
Hi there. I'm the CEO of Global Online Megacorp, and I want to thank the people of Sonoma County for sending me your hundreds of millions of dollars every year by shopping with us. We use your hard-earned dollars to eliminate competition, lobby for lower pay, and threaten small businesses everywhere. Thanks for helping me fuel my private jets and mega yachts. Gotta get to my island empire somehow.
On the other hand, locally owned businesses are the true heart and soul of our community. For example, Joe Video is the retro cool local option for your home viewing entertainment, and they give great recommendations. Our local farmers markets help you get your groceries while staying outside, and some even deliver for you. Grab and Grow Soil in Sebastopol has you covered with soil and compost to help your garden grow. So many examples of local businesses working hard to take care of us in Sonoma County. When we go local, around three times more of our dollars spent get reinvested in our local economy. So take action by going local. Visit golocal.coop.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Sally Miller and Gwen Gunheim are joining Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, in the Chaos Arto Kitchen today, celebrating the 3.5-year anniversary of Miracle Plum, something like that, isn't it? Something like that.
It'll be 3 years in August.
3 years in August, and the recent opening of The Kitchen, which is your takeout breakfast and lunch right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's the shop, that's separate location from the kitchen, but they're all within a couple minutes walking.
Yeah. Yep, totally. Right?
So we were talking off the air about where you get your produce from, because I know you're both really committed to ethical agriculture and things like that. Who do you use? Who would you recommend?
Well, the beautiful radishes that you're about to eat are from Medium Farm, which is our friend Miriam, who grows vegetables, really beautiful vegetables in Healdsburg. She primarily works with restaurants and is kind enough to work with us too. During the pandemic, things, you know, the vegetables kept growing, and she didn't really have an outlet for it. So we started doing a CSA with her, which was really fun and took off. So at this point, it's an every other week CSA that you can sign up for just the 1 week, or you can subscribe and get it every week. And this week's box had, oh my God, mulberries, which are so special.
Yeah.
Her salad greens are amazing.
Oh my gosh, her salad greens.
Another farm that we work with a lot is Longer Table Farm, formerly Papaver Flowers and Blue Lake Farm. They've come together under one name and one farm. So we get flowers from them every Friday. They're beautiful, and they grow everything on their farm. And our lettuces are them. They're wonderful. And we work with feed a lot. Just sort of great source for all kinds of farmers.
So can I buy this pasta at the kitchen? This dish
you can. Yep, you can buy
so
it.
So I just took, it's fabulous.
Isn't
tell
it
us
great?
Tell us what it is.
So this noodle salad is nearly always in the case and also available at the kitchen. It's called Bonnie's Mom's Noodle Salad. Our beloved employee Bonnie has been with us longer than any of our employees, and this is her mom's salad. So Carol was gracious enough to let us
do it.
It's super simple. It's just soba noodles, chili oil, sesame, scallions. And it's so satisfying.
And the radishes are sensational.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. Yeah. Felt a little butter on some great bread. Oh, look out. Really sensational. So it's a wine shop. It's a produce place. It's a floral shop. There's pantry items in there. And there's magazines. And there's cookbooks.
And there's tools.
And there's tools.
You're really
tools.
Beautiful. Highly curated, I would say. Beautiful cookware and servingware, stuff like that, which it's dangerous for me to go in there because it's like, oh, I think I have to have that. I could use that.
Great spot to shop for Father's Day, but there'd be something for Dad in there too, don't
there
you
just
think?
Might, yeah. Do you want to speak about that, Gwen?
Go ahead.
Okay, so we're doing, you can pre-order pizza kits.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what's in a pizza kit? Mm.
So the pizza kit's going to come with a ball of raw dough. Basically everything you need, like a five-year-old will be able to make their proper father-like figure, whoever they care for that day, if they so choose, a pizza. So it's going to be a margarita kit, and then there's another kit that's just a white sauce with some herbs blended into it, and then Liberty Duck sausage, caramelized onions, Casavoltrano, olives, fennel, and...
Some herbs.
Yep, so pretty simple.
So we have this tower of little compostable containers with the dough, the sauce, everything you need. Mm-hmm. You just pre-order and then pick it up, keep it in the fridge until Father's Day, and then make pizza.
You're going to make someone very happy right now. Can you agree on your favorite number between 1 and 12?
Go, Sally.
Oh, God. Between 1 and 12. 7.
Caller number 7. It's 636-1350. Win a gift certificate to Miracle Plum. Caller number 736-1350. So where are you located and what are your hours?
We're located at 208 Davis Street. The hours Tuesday through Saturday are from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And Sundays we're open from 10 to 4 because we are big believers in family meal and you should go home and eat with your family, even our employees.
So that's the shop. And where's the kitchen?
And the kitchen's at 600 Wilson Street. And the hours, current hours, are from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Tuesday through Friday.
If you don't do anything else that you hear on this show, go to Miracle Plum, at least. Go and you'll go, I can't believe we're lucky enough to have this in our neighborhood. So congratulations, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us on.
I'm sorry it's taken 3.5 years.
The food business is not an easy one. So to last this first three, you'll be around for 30 more.
That's great. We like that. We like that number.
So thanks for the delicious sparklers delicious food. It was great having you on the show.
Thank you.
Chef John Ash, we'll see you next week in the kitchen.
Yes. Yep.
It's KSRO Santa Rosa.
Hey.